Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
There are things you ought to understand. That's what I was saying in the first service. There are things you ought to understand that will capacitate you to be worthy of what? Declaring such powerful statement. It's not because it is not there in scripture for you to declare. But you don't just declare it. You must mean it to declare it. And when I say mean it, I don't mean that you just wake up and say, Lord, look at my heart. I mean it. When I say mean it, I'm talking about saying it from the place of capacity. From the place of substance. Alright? When you say you can give somebody money, you have the money to give the person. Not you are saying it out of wish. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You are saying it from a place of faith that have manifested. Not faith that will soon manifest. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Alright? So there's a certain understanding of the word that can make for, that can capacitate you to somebody that can declare, Lord, I can die for you. Lord, I can. You don't just say those things. There's a level of revelation you must have that should have capacitated you yet. And the problem is that the church, like the strong and the declaration that seems powerful, they leave those other revelations thinking it's only for babies. They are mere assumptions. This is what I mean. When John then, to see the lion of the tribe of Judah thus prevailed. Who did he see? A lamb. Now, he actually expected to see a lion. But who did John see at the end? A lamb. You all listen, oh. Listen to me very carefully. If you can be coming to church and not be a toddler, be hearing the word of God. Don't just be moving around. Alright? Yes, glory to God forevermore. Now, when he turned to see the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed, who did he see? A lamb standing as if it was slain. His expectation, a lion. But what did he see? A lamb. How could you describe God as a lamb that was slain? You know, it makes more sense to say, oh, he's a lion of the tribe of Judah. What is the meaning of is a lamb that was slain? How does it connect to him as a lion? A slain lamb and a lion. What's the connection? There's a huge connection. You can never arrive at him as a lion if you don't understand him as a lamb. Not just a lamb that has been slain. See, it's the slain lamb that revealed the powerfulness of God, the glory of God. It's in the slain lamb, not just a lamb, a slain lamb. And that's why the Bible says the gospel is foolishness to them that are wise, foolishness to them that are perishing. Because how do you connect a slain lamb to a lion? Are you together? I'm trying to explain to you. So we're talking about death, burial, and resurrection. You are talking about encounters. You think we're foolish people. What is the connection between death, burial, and resurrection and encounters? You are wondering. We're talking about realms and portals and dimensions of glory and disappearing and appearing. But we will just sit down somewhere and we're teaching you what Jesus attained for you while he died, was buried, and resurrected. They think we're foolish. But we just read in the book of 2 Peter. How that in verse 3, right? How that there is no way you arrive at knowing God. Firstly, there is no way you come to terms with everything that you need for life or you have for life. I mean, touching everything you have for life and everything that makes for you to be a devoted Christian. There's no way you touch that reality except that you knew God. And how will you know God? By the manifestation of His goodness, His grace that is captured in His word. Death, burial, and what? Resurrection. Except you understand what happened in his death, burial, and resurrection, you can never know God. Jesus was revealed as God in the death, burial, and resurrection of himself. When he resurrected unto glory, the glory of God was revealed. When he died, he subjected that sinful nature that subjected us for many years on the earth. Alright? That's why we read from Romans 6 and 4. Maybe we should travel down a little bit. Romans 6 and 4. It says, sharing in his death by our baptism means that we are co-buried and entombed with him, so that when the Father's glory raised Christ from the dead, we were also raised with him. We have been co-resurrected with him so that we could be empowered to walk in the freshness of new life. You see that? Next part of scripture, we are not done. It then says, for since we are permanently grafted into him to experience a death like as a church. Hebrews 10 and 5. Very fast, media. Want to read. So when Jesus the Messiah came into the world, he said, since your ultimate desire was not another animal sacrifice, you have clothed me with a body that I might offer myself instead. You see that? You see that? Alright? You have offered me with a body. Read, open this in the NKJV. I tell you why I choose the NKJV. Because they use capital letter H. It said, therefore, when he came, it's impossible, you know, it's disturbing my mind to see Jesus in small letter H. When he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering. We don't respect English law when it comes to Jesus. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We break the law. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. A body you have prepared for me. Because he doesn't desire what? Human sacrifice. I mean, sacrifice of animals, all those things that was happening in the Old Testament. He never desired it. Are you listening to me? So because of that, a body was prepared. He took upon himself our old body of sin. That was what was prepared. That body that needed to die, he entered the body. He took the body upon himself. Came back and go back to where we were. Verse 5 of Romans 6 and the TPT's rendition. We can't even travel with the NKJV, but very fast. It says, for since we were permanently grafted into him to experience a death like he is dead, we are permanently grafted into him to experience a what? You see that? Took our nature. So it was like us dying, us being buried, and we being what? Resurrected. We died with him. We are resurrected with him. And the new life that it imparts, the resurrection imparts a certain kind of life, a new life, eternal life. Little wonder John 17:7 says eternal life is knowing Jesus. So it is as you know God, you are imparted with this life that give you the ability to live in life with everything you need and live in complete devotion to God, capacity to live in complete devotion to God. When you have eternal life, you are very complete, not lacking anything. Now, next part of scripture, verse 6. We're going to read together, everybody. Could it be more? Could it be any clearer? That are what? Are you in church?
Yes, sir.
Read out with a shout. Want to go? Power? It's a question. This church and English. Now, let's read again. It's a question. There's a way you say it at the end. The word at the end. Want to go? Deprived of its power? It's a question. For we were what? To dismantle the stronghold of sin within you. So that we could not continue to live one moment longer submitted. Next part of scripture. Read this with so much excitement. Obviously, a dead person is incapable of sinning. A dead person cannot sin. Glory, 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 glory to God. Obviously, you can sin. Say, I can't sin. It takes so much courage to say that. Say, I can't sin. Don't believe the lie. You can't sin. You may have made a mistake. Satan said, hide behind the tree, blah, blah, blah. See what the Bible said. Read verse 8 about that tree. I hope it's captured here. And we were co-crucified with the anointed one. We know that we will also share in the full. And if we're co-crucified with the anointed one, we know that we'll also share in the fullness of life. Next part of scripture, it says, and we know that since the anointed one has been raised from the dead to die no more, his resurrection life has vanquished death and his power over him is finished. Next part of scripture. For by his sacrifice he died to sin's power once and for all. But he now lives for the Father's glory forever. Next part of scripture. What's that part that says he took the sin's nature back to the tree? Huh? Is it verse 6? That means it's not this rendition. You have Bibles now. Check it and let me know. All right. Are we there? No. He hung it back to the tree. It's still here. Check it. Is it the Amplified rendition? Or the NKJV? Have we seen it? Check the Amplified rendition of Romans 6. There's a version that says he hung it back to the tree. It may not be this part of scripture, but it's in Romans 6. You could Google it very fast. Are we on Google? Who has data? Help us. Okay, let's read this. I think I'm saying something now. We know that our old self, our human nature without the Holy Spirit, was nailed to the cross with him. In order that the body of sin, my word, be done away with. So that we will no longer be slaves to sin. You see that? That body was back to the tree. We are no longer slaves to sin. Say, I'm no longer a slave to sin. Say with conviction. Shout it like a minute. Next part of scripture. It then says, we're going to read the Amplifier rather. It says, verse 7. For the person who has died with Christ has been freed from the power of sin. Next part of scripture. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live together with him. Next part of scripture. Because we know that the self-evident truth that Christ having been raised from the dead will never die again. Death no longer has what? Power over him. Next part of scripture. For the death that he died to sin, ending its power and paying the sinner's debt once and for all. And the life that he lives to glorify God in unbroken fellowship with him. You see that? Isn't that powerful? Next part of scripture. Even so, consider yourself to be dead. Consider yourselves. To be dead to sin and your relationship to it broken, but alive to God in an unbroken fellowship with him in Christ Jesus. You have to consider yourself. Steer this revelation on your inside. Else, when you live in sin and keep on living in sin, Satan will keep on lying to you that you are that sinner. We're telling you that what you have done is who you are. And before you know it, Christianity will begin to lose taste. You will not value spiritual things again. That's what leads to backsliding. Many people that run away from the local church, it is because they are excusing themselves from pressure. They don't want to be under pressure to live right. Why? Because they felt like they had tried to live right and they were not doing it in the secret place properly. So they've condemned themselves. And that's why they are running away from any atmosphere that has the potency to push them back to whatever they were struggling with and could not probably prevail. The Bible said, the things of the spirit worketh contrary to the things of the flesh. There must be a fight at some point. At the beginning of your faith, there is certainly a fight. It's just like when you start riding a bicycle. The force you take to start it is not the force you continue to ride that bicycle with. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If you are just entering into this thing now, one of the things that Satan will try to use to subject you, like Paul wrote to us beautifully in Hebrews 12, is that sin, the sin that easily beset. There's a particular character you have that more than any other character, you were probably used to a particular way of life. And if Satan wants to, if God wants to take that off you, a lot of times it may be quite difficult. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So Paul will say that you have come into a new world. He said that sin that easily beset may be a limitation. Satan will bank on that one that easily beset. He will leave other everyone. He will study you. There's a song, a singer, I've forgotten his name. He said, the devil learns from your mistake. When he observed that you have done it, first time done, he said, okay, this person is familiar with this particular sin. So he begins to come in that direction of what he has seen you do once, twice, thrice. He begins to try to create an environment that will make for you doing it, since he has seen that you like the thing. What the Holy Spirit will do, and through your pastor sometimes, or your spiritual leaders, is to instruct you, to be led to instruct you in directions that will not permit those kind of characters to find expression. And whenever God gives you a spiritual leader, just be rest assured that He is leading you through that person. Except He didn't give you. Do you know that maybe going to Abuja will cause you to meet certain people that may cause you to live certain life? A certain life. That life that will, you know, easily steer that sin that easily beset. And your spiritual leader would just have this feeling that you should not travel to even Lagos. I said, why? You've given all the excuses, don't travel. Because what can a man offer in exchange of his soul? You have all the stories, you know, figured out. You want to go and start this and start that, and you start making this, and he's saying, don't travel. Because no matter what you are going to make, at the end of the journey, we are seeing that place has a potency to cause you to be subjected to Satan. So don't travel. And he is not even one understanding why. That is why, you see, I said, when God gives you a spiritual leader, whether HOD, whether pastor, sometimes the instructions they give you, even them, if they try to reason it, they may be wondering why they give you the instruction. You know, one time I was talking with a brother in the house, and my wife asked me, "Say, Pastor Simon, why not just allow this person to do what he wanted to do in that direction?" And I said, "No, I will not." And I walked into my room. So later we were talking, and I explained to her. I said, when God speaks like this, even though we don't even know at the status quo, we know why He's saying it. There's danger at the front. You know, one of my guys came to me and said he wants to be doing video on TikTok for gym. So I just flowed with him. I said, you'll be putting short trousers sometimes, right? He said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I said, sometimes you put armless and you just be raising the thing, right? He said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I said, sometimes I'll be putting it, not every time, sir. Sometimes short trousers so that you will understand what I'm doing. Sometimes long trousers, sometimes armless. I said, well, maybe one time you need to now remove your clothes so that you will see the improvement on your body. We're just talking and he was smiling. He said, sir, I don't think that one will happen. And I said, you will not do it. Then I left. Now, whatever he wanted to do, it's not because he's planning to misbehave yet. He's doing it genuinely. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He wants to make money. TikTok is paying people. Yes. I hope after this service, people will not start going to do live on TikTok. I want to preach to the world. God has sent me because they hear dollars now. Now, TikTok is paying people, and he wants to be live, doing something that can be valuable to people and probably receiving value for what he's doing. As people will gift him and the rest. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And here is his pastor telling him, you cannot do such a thing. Now, if he's not a careful person, now he may go and sit down and say, pastor doesn't want me to progress. If I do this thing, I know the kind of dollar. Maybe somebody may go and sit him down and tell him the prospect in doing the video. Open his eye to the $500 that he can make weekly. Say, $500 weekly? Jesus Christ, I'm leaving GCMI. I've seen my purpose. It is to gym. He doesn't have bad intention. Believe me, he may be even living with a good intention. I left because they are stopping my financial breakthrough. Now, I probably allowed him because I was an emotional leader. God forbid, I can't be that. But imagine I did that. If you are emotional as a leader, you are a very foolish leader. You will give birth to useless people. Very useless set of people will be growing under you. I was telling leaders yesterday, I said, my values, no human being can bend it. No human being under heaven. No matter what happened, I don't change. Because you see, God gave me these values from scripture to make sure I raise the kind of people He desires. I can't change my values for nobody, for no situation. And I told them, I gave them a clue. I said, if you find out how I grew, my spiritual father is in heaven today. But I wish he can come and tell you for 5 minutes how I was trained. By God's special grace, it's not by human effort. I was trained to be very disciplined. And that's why I don't joke with discipline. If you're around me, if you're not disciplined with your life, there's a question mark. You are not around me. Maybe you are just coming around and going back. You can't be here and be a borrower. You can't be here and be an immoral person. No, you can't be here and have pride. If you want to continue, you may have it, but for it to be sustained, you have to leave. Because there's a system that will make sure that ego dies. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? It can't survive under this atmosphere. So for instance, Jesus in John 6 finished his sermon and people left after the sermon. The Bible says many of his followers from that day left him. Now, Jesus, if he was actually trying to show the people how humble and how dedicated as a leader and truthful so that emotionally he can win them back, he would have said, no, you people should come, what is happening, and blah, blah, blah. At the end of the scripture, the Bible said, Jesus turned to the 12. The ones that did not go, they followed him. He turned to them. He said, are you guys not living too? What kind of a person will you see Jesus as if you're one of those disciples? That after many people left because they misunderstood him, he now said, you people here, why have you not gone? Are you not going to? How many of you will say that Jesus has pride? Let's be sincere. So Jesus took over the whole world with 12 men. Many left. He had no problem. They didn't understand his value. They didn't understand what he stood for. Alright? And that's why I said it's not pride. Prophet Simon doesn't bend his value. No matter who left, no matter the situation, I don't bend my value. Believe me, I never even stand in the night and say, God, what is happening? I don't even like to be in an environment where you discuss it. I heard a news from a popular pastor in this country. They said, if you think he's the person, he's not the person. No. You're on your own. They said, when he divorced, he had a divorce case. The woman wanted to divorce, so she went. And one day he saw church members praying. God restored the marriage. He just came outside. He saw them praying. He said, all of you, whatever you position you have in this church, it is neutralized. Then it was looking like he was proud. Which one is... the case has been explained. You are going to pray for. You are having prayer. Some kind of thing is even amiable. It's just... trouble. It's not prayer. Let's pray for Prophet Simon. The way he's talking, it's like something is wrong somewhere. So you now that you are seated, you don't even know your left and right. You think something is wrong. You that is wrong, you think something is wrong. What do you know about wrong? Now it's not pride. The leader must definitely have an edge over the people. And the leader must be aware. It's not pride. If you are wearing black, you know you are wearing black. It's not pride that you are wearing black. You can't tell me that God has fortified me and I don't know how God has fortified me. I'm a foolish leader. And with 12 men, he took over the whole world. Now, back to our story. Imagine that I allowed that guy to now start doing those gym on the TikTok. He'll be getting the dollars. He may probably come and give me $500 seed. That's equivalent to how many thousand, hundreds of thousands. My son, bless you. But my son is going down soon. He's going to Habis soon. Because before you know, Vero will say, hey, let's take for instance, she say, hey, Jerome, you look sexy. And he will not write in the comment section so that prophet will see. Please mind the words you use here. We are from Zion, please. We don't do that here. And I look at it and I'm like, wow, my son is doing well. Shebi, I'm with my son in his house. One will now say, please, how do we get personal tutorials? This one we do on TikTok is not enough. Can we do personal video, you know, WhatsApp? And Jerome is watching a lady on her bum shot, you know, bend it like this, bend that waist, bend. Okay, that's good. Bend. Jerome is the one saying bend the waist. She's bending. And one time I saw one of my boys snapping. I saw the lady, I was entering my office. He was snapping picture outside. I saw the woman, she was almost naked. And I called him, I said, you are zooming all this thing with your camera. I said, when you are done, go and pray. If you see how the lady looked, he was zooming it and snapping. I said, when you are done. You know, the other day I saw Jerry posted one picture of a lady. I said, you use your camera to see this thing. You focus on it. He said, yes, sir. I said, I hope you are praying. That's why I always want him around the understanding. Before he go and sit with boys, I'm saying, oh boy, that girl, blah, 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 blah. I hope he has come back. Should go and sit where, if those temptations come, Nathaniel, of course, I trust what Nathaniel will tell you. Jerry, who are you talking with? Who are you talking with, Jerry? Sir, it's one of my friends. But you are talking with her too much. You know it's not right, right? You know it's not right. Sit down, I want to talk to you. Open your Bible. That's not right. The next time I see you doing this, I will take you to prophet. That's why Jerry sometimes will carry his thing to Villa Suits. He wants to go where there's space. Oh, but who will they talk to? You don't get babe. No, man. I beg. Nobody will ask him questions. It's good to have those kind of friends around, those kind of people around you. That when you are misbehaving, they can ask you sincere questions. Courage, who are you talking to every day like this? I know it's one sister I'm teaching her forex. Yeah. This forex is not the end. How crypto take reach, what is your blood group? What is your genotype? How about courage? Now, wow. You know, I ever ask me what is my genotype in my own crypto lesson. Say, okay, if your genotype is AS, there are certain coins you cannot buy. Hallelujah to Jesus. You need those kind of friends around. Are you able to get out trying to explain to you? You need them. So that you'll be accountable. The kind of friend you have, you people are already on your path to hell. Oh boy, you see that babe for church? Oh boy, I nearly died. Well, I see that girl, God. Hellfire speaking on the earth. On hell, on earth as it is in hell. Even ladies, there are some of you that have friends that will check your chat, will shout blood of Jesus with that best friend you have. It's stupid things. The one that is always speaking English, you don't like that friend. The one that is always speaking righteousness, you don't like. It starts with English. Why this girl is speaking English for me every time? Which kind of rubbish be that? And she won't be my friend. I beg you. Which kind of, she deform for me. She deform, say she be classy girl. And I say, have you prayed today? Say, ah, they asked me if I pray. Who is she to judge me? They did not judge you. Did you pray? Say, they are judging me that I'm not praying. You don't want to grow. Anytime you are confronted by this kind of friends, you have two options. To either change or run. Go through the fire. Have those kind of people around you. Anytime somebody wants to misbehave or is tilting towards a wrong character and is always coming around you, the person has discerned that you are in the same situation with him. Think about it. It's a general teaching. There are certain people misbehaving who will never come close to me, even as pastors, as I'm talking to you right now. They know that if they bring a topic near me, it will not survive. They've tested me and they've seen. I was preaching for somebody in curfew one time. And he wanted to speak against a man of God that I respect. And I know some stories behind the scene. First-hand stories, because I know people who have worked with him closely. And he said the man of God assistant left because the man of God was brutal. He was harsh to the assistant. Ah, they gave me one big chicken. If you see that chicken. As I bite the chicken once, it was on my mouth like that. When they said it, I dropped it. I said, Habba. That's what I say. I say, how about apostle? How about pastor? How will you just sit about somebody? I've been talking like, Pastor Ed was there. You can ask him. I said, let's say things that we're sure about. I said, I know somebody who worked there as a protocol, and that's not what happened. I mean, the assistant responded to the GO. He said, you cannot be traveling as I'm traveling. He said, it's a lie, I have to travel. Responded, and the GO said, two lions cannot be on the same mountain. You can go. Now, everybody now is now saying it is the GO. There sometimes it looks like it's harsh. It sounds harsh. They always want, you know, people are intimidated by success a lot of time. People are intimidated by successful people. If successful people intimidate you, you will never be successful. Be ignited, not intimidated by successful people. Anything that is up, you like to bring it down. You can't go far because you're already down. That's why you like to bring anything that is up down. That's your job description. Be ignited by successful people. Always see the positive in them, not the negative. So anytime you sense that somebody wants to misbehave and the person is coming close to you, listen, it may not seem like it, but believe me, the person has discerned in that whole environment and organization that this person is the only person that will understand what is happening to me. He's seeing you as a comfort zone, or she's seeing you as a comfort zone, that he or she can express themselves and not fear shame, be naked and not ashamed. There are people they will never go to. In fact, anytime they begin to converse with those people, they are angry because the people are firing them with the truth. So check yourself. So of course, that's the reason why I will never allow such a brother to start such a thing, because I've seen that, this brother I'm training like this, I don't think it is. And he will never grow to that point where he will be putting short knicker to do video. He will never grow. If that's the height of spiritual growth, may he never reach there. There are some things that are happening that I will never allow. I will never allow. You say you want to be a model as a man, you will be removing all your cloth and snapping and doing like this. If that's what modeling is, then you are cursed not to be a model. Don't be a model. Forget what the world are doing. We'll be there shouting. Forget it. Forget it. Somebody came to me and said, God, you think God has given him the gift of comedy? I say, remove the gift. Remove it. Which one is gift of comedy? That he wants to do us Night of a Thousand Love one time in church. I told him that he's not here. Came to me and said, one of these, our night, this thing, dinner night, he will come and crack joke. I said, you're in the wrong atmosphere. Go and change your calling. It was an instruction. I've never seen anything like a Christian comedian. They don't exist. Check the last one you thought was a Christian comedian. They've changed. Because mammon have become their God. They cannot just stay on Christian shows. If they keep on becoming Christian comedian, one day they'll become prayer warriors. Because a time will come, church will not need to laugh. They want to pray. A season will come, we'll be on fasting. Nobody is laughing. If it's not only church wedding that you are ready to receive money from, and nobody can sit down and say he wants to be making money from church wedding, how many times do people marry in church? He must have a job. Go and get a job. Say he wants to be a Christian comedian. Most people that are comedians today are on it, on the altar of compromise. They have compromised calling themselves Christian comedians. See the kind of content they make. And somebody is looking at me and saying, Pastor, but some pastors invite them to church. They don't have what to preach. Me, that 2 hours, 3 hours, don't used to do me. I will bring a comedian to come and waste my time. When are we ever finished first service? I'm not going to go there so much. The comedian will come and take 30 minutes of my time. To say what? He get one day, one malam, one pastor, he dey waka, then he come sharp. They don't even believe. Then the pastor come do, re-ka-ka-ke. Then the church will be laughing. They are using tongues, you are laughing. No wonder when you pray in tongues, nothing happens. Because tongues have become a joke. Like one, he wants to do, he thinks it's a call. Quote me anywhere, I will say it. He thinks it's a call. He stands up and he thinks God inspired him to wear cloth and hold one torn Bible by the side. He, in his mind, God called him to be a comedian in that manner. And before you know, he has slogans with tongues. I've even forgotten some of them. Zwala Kati. Zuzuzu. He will put Taiwan Kai. Then he will never want to turn Bible like this. It's not a call, it's foolishness. It's not a call. You may get offended, but it's the truth. You know, one time I commented, I'll never do that. That's why I don't comment on people's work. He blasted me in the comment section. He was holding Bible, and I don't think anybody here saw the post. God, I deleted my comment in peace. He held Bible, and a lady was passing. And as the lady was passing, dressed in a very funny way, he now started doing swaswaka, lulu kuku. He now started saying stupid things and quoting scripture, describing bomb bomb. And I say, see, this is the height of foolishness. This is not Christian comedy. Call it a quit already. He now said, I hear you. I hear you, prophet. He was trying to be sarcastic. I just delete my comment in peace before someone go and see and say I'm arguing on. But it's the truth. Nobody wants to talk. Especially when you go and drop seed and say, I want to honor. Which carry your seed and go. That's foolishness. How can God inspire any human being to think that's his calling? How can Almighty God inspire you? Say, who turn Bible? Let a woman pass. When I said, he was trying to teach young pastors how not to lust after women. Is that what we teach young pastors not to lust after women? Always excuse for foolishness every time. It's not a calling, it's foolishness. Anything comedy, remove all of those things. Comedy, if you read the word of God, there's joy in your heart. Why do you want to laugh? The way Nigeria is, we're in a complete joke. You can laugh already. What kind of comedy are you looking for again? It's a complete joke. See, people say the thing is doing, that it is not manifested yet, but Nigeria has shifted to a point now, but just that we are not seeing it. So we say we will see it by God's grace. In fact, the Bible says the things which are not seen are more real. Say in less than 3 years, the country have metamorphosed. We believe. And so we'll see. Metamorphosis. They say on January now, they'll start paying tax of 500. If you buy fuel 10,000, you'll pay 500. Firstly, they first increase the fuel. Those that could not buy, they stop. They sold their cars. Now they say, you people that have mind to buy, we are coming for you. 500. And they now say the country is stabilized. With the whole money these thieves are stealing up there, they cannot carry their money. Do you know what they even in? That they cannot even sign 75,000 for public servants. If they remove 1 million every month from their money, it will solve a lot of problems they are looking for tax to arrange. But it's still, you know, it's a demonic, there's devil, Satan lives inside the center of their heart. Satan, their brother, their father, their mother are all Satan. That's why they don't think with their, they think from hell, they don't think with their brain. Satan is the one just blowing breeze from hellfire and ruling Nigeria through them. How can anybody that has sense think that kind of thing? In the state of Nigeria right now. If it's not about faith, some of you here, if it's not what you are hearing, you'd have died since so in this country. Hey, Chidekemi, you think it's a joke? If it's not the word of God you have been hearing with this administration, you think you'll be alive? There are many people who have committed suicide. For the first time, Nigerians are committing suicide. Nigerians, we that are just smiling at everybody committing suicide before. We cannot, if for one Nigerian man to commit suicide, there's a problem. You know what it means for a Nigerian to commit suicide? That a man with muscle will say, want to jump inside river. They are begging him, sir, don't jump. Not a woman or a man. Let me die. They are pushing people to a point where they will not take it anymore. You see, they may keep on doing this. A time will come, they will know how stupid they are. And when you finish making stupid decisions, before it becomes enacted, you say you are going to France. to go and take holiday. You have spent more time in France than in your country. And the funniest people, see, the complete joke, I didn't want to come here as the Holy Ghost. The complete, and I'm not scared, I'm telling you, if you have mine, come. The people that are more of complete joke are the ones saying that Tinubu must rule. You are a fool from hell. God, if God has his way, you'll be plucked off because you have no conscience. Is it because they are giving you one million they are stealing that you are talking like that? If you have conscience, whether Tinubu is your father, you cannot vote him the next election. You can't even give him one vote. And I'm not saying I will give another person that they are bringing. We don't give any foolish person any vote. This one will just keep us and be playing hide and seek with us. Let them bring somebody from nowhere, let him come and rule Nigeria. In fact, they should borrow us one person from US to come and rule us. Or let Donald Trump rule Nigeria and America at the same time. We don't mind. It's a complete joke. You know, I saw some Nigerians saying, "Tor, it should be buying for 9,999 naira. Even if it looks like a joke, it's just foolishness. It's so sad we have come to that point as a nation. I mean, yesterday I shared, was it yesterday or day before yesterday? I shared something of a woman crying in Jos. Crying in Jos. Speaking outside. In fact, she can't even cry again if you watch the video. She has seen it all. She's just talking very emotional. Her children are dead. As a mother, all your children are dead. And a president is sitting on his seat. You have not quit. Abba. Abba Jama. Not just one. We lost 200 people in this state. You are still ruling. In a country where people are thinking straight, you are not supposed to rule again. You know the value of one soul. And she was crying and saying how that she, when the people killed her children and killed some people, they now police now escorted the Fulanis. They did not pursue them. They escorted, I say police, sorry, the military, in her words. She said they escorted the Fulanis off the environment. They're like, you know the way Fulanis red cattle and you stick to push them. That's how the military were just saying, move, move like this. And when they left, they came back to console the people. I wish the people had AK-47 is to remove the head of all those military people that were there. It's foolishness. How can you be joking with human lives? You think if I sit down with my wife, one bastard want to touch my, I will not blow the head of that man with his generation. And we sit down with my wife and my child, you come close, I will kill you and who sent you? And anybody that has a problem with the killing, I will kill him. It's not a joke. See, if you want this country, I was telling my dad, I said, see, we have come to a point. I'm speaking logically now, as a man. I think, as a man, I'm speaking now. I think if you share gun for everybody in this country, we'll have peace of mind. Just share gun. Share gun. Then stop. Just tell police, go back to your house. Tell soldiers, everybody go home. Share one gun. Then let them be selling bullets. Let's see who has mind to come. 2 a.m. I'll be traveling to Abuja with my gun just beside my door. You move, you leave the earth. Do you know it's now normal if you observe to see death news and just pass through it on Facebook now. Well, they are making us see it as a normal thing. Now we have come to a point even in this land that when you hear that Fulani attack somewhere and two die, you are not even moved. It's when you hear 50 that you say, hey, let me check, is that serious? How many died? Two. Okay. One time I heard a ruler talking about death. He said in the time of the former administration, it was 50 that were dying. Now his own is just 20. People are complaining. Look at how a leader talks. We need a complete revolution in Nigeria. complete. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? All of you that are thinking of what to eat and drink, you are already losers. We need complete revolution in this country. You must think beyond yourself. What is happening is completely inhuman. And that's why you have to be hardworking wherever you are. You have to, be, especially in this season, be very prayerful. Because our hope can never be on the government. They don't even know what they are doing. They don't know what they are doing. All they care about is next election. Can you imagine? The kind of fight they fought to remain on seat and keep their ticket for the next election, if they put half of that fight and passion for security, Fulani would have stopped disturbing us. Half of the passion. And they are no more foolish than the people support. It's the ones supporting them that are more foolish. I was watching the news and I saw, they said a young man who was insulting VDM and was supporting Dangote's truck, people, whatsoever, whatsoever, that his brother now died. Did Dangote truck kill his brother? You see how karma works, right? You were supporting it. One angel just said, let me just show this guy small thing. Keep on talking. You know why some of these people are talking like foolish people? They've not had the experience. When we spoke about Yelwata, we are talking about a situation that completely wiped the generation. There are people that nobody remain in their lineage again. As we speak right now, the only thing you will find is just dust. They've gone to dust. Ashes. A child, I saw a child, they cut off the child's hand. From a young age, they've cut off your hand. You grow up to hear a story that your country, your government could not protect you from some foolish people in the bush. You grow up to hear that's why you don't have hand again. A child. In a country where people think straight, that people will be completely vanished. That bush will never exist again. How can you touch a child? And we are still living and behaving like nothing is happening. The next thing you hear some foolish people talking about tribe. Talking about from our place, it's from our place. Are you thinking straight? If God's judgment come upon you, you know, I told some of my friends who are Yorubas, and I'm going to say it publicly. I told some of them, I said, I'm completely disappointed in you people. Some of them. I said, I didn't know you are this foolish. That you are seeing something that is black and calling it white because of tribe and the rest. Something that is black, you are calling it white. When the Bible, you see this scripture, understanding scripture and, I mean, knowing the Bible and the application are two different things. Some people only have the word of God in their head, it's not in their heart. Today we are seeing vividly, I'm going to say this in public, it has been painful in my heart, and I think I should explore this ministry of a prophet in this dimension. You will see even certain men of God who are Yorubas, they are not talking. They will not talk. With the level of wickedness happening, you have not said anything. There was a season somebody came out to defend this administration as a man of God. He said some people are trying to fight him. Now, in matters that are more weightier than that, we are not hearing any voice. In a time before this administration came, he was speaking. They were speaking. Now they are quiet. History will not forgive them. History will not forget. They will not forget. If certain men like this can stand up and rowl like lions, people of God, this country will shake. This country, I'm telling you, will what? It will shake. Everybody will start rearranging. God has given us these people as prophets over the nations. They have influence. We know what they can do. I think we'll get on trying to explain to you. And in a season like this, we see people just quiet, 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 quiet. People are dying, you are quiet. People lose their entire children, you are quiet. In Jos now, it's a shame that we're in Nigeria. See what is happening in Jos. It's a shame that we're in Nigeria. Anytime you go on Facebook, the next thing you see is a local government in Jos. A local government in Jos. We are talking about one thing, you know, for a very long time. When they are done, Military will escort them. When they are done, military will escort. That's the only thing we have been talking about for the past 4 months. And we have not seen any change. The only thing we'll see is eye service. One will come and say, military, I'm warning you. Military. They will still do the same thing. And we call it Nigeria. It's just a joke. People are dying. Yeah, I'm being brutally honest. If I live in such a place, I would have bygone since. I'm being brutally honest. I just wonder why people who are the chairman or people who are just go and smuggle gun into the country and give to these people. Because the government don't know what they are doing, obviously. You are losing your child, your mother. You lose your father. You don't kill your mother. They kill your brother. You are saying you are calling on the government. It's not obvious that you don't have anybody there. The funniest part of all this thing is that another time will come for us to vote. I hope we get what I'm trying to say. We'll know the number of idiots we'll have in this country in the next election. We'll know the number of nincompoops in this country in the next. I speak as a prophet. We'll know how many mad people. Bishop Oyedepo said something in the last election. He said the number of mad people in this country is reciprocal to the number of people that will vote for a political party at that time. He said it. And they proved themselves. We now saw that there were more mad people in this nation than people that were thinking right. Are you all hearing me tonight? You are leaders of tomorrow. Start proving it from now. What I'm saying is this. If you really want to be used by God positively tomorrow, it is from now. What are you doing now with your life? How much integrity do you have now? How much integrity? What are you doing about the thing God has put in your spirit, that gift? How hard are you working on it? Because, you see, as you are being hardworking, God will take you to influential positions. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Do you know today if Elon Musk says, I want to be president? No, nobody unopposed. He can become it because of the level of influence he has, even as an individual. Work so hard to a point that if God wants to use you in a certain field, he can use you easily. There are a lot of people like with the mindset of Trump, but Trump had to get there to becoming a president because he worked so hard to that point that he became so influential. If we'll change this country, it starts from the little decisions we are making today. If you want to marry for money, you are the one, you are the people making Nigeria bad. You are part of the problem. Marry who God wants you to marry, Mba, is money. You are part of the problem. If you are doing Yahoo, you are part of the problem. Work hard, no, you are doing Yahoo. You are part of the problem. You cannot confront evil. Do you know the greatest source of distraction in this country right now? I tell you the truth. It is darkness, immorality. Sin is a distraction. As Nigeria is happening to us like this now, some people are doing what they call Big Brother Nigeria. They have the impetus to even start it. Now, we will think they are foolish. Go and check the viewers. Go and check the people viewing. Do you know they pay those people from the people viewing? Huh? That's how they pay those people in millions. In a country where you celebrate people who don't have anything upstairs, sitting down and they are just showing their nudity. And I saw some people posting some useless content recently saying, support our own, they are in Big Brother Nigeria. If you are a Christian, you vote anybody because they are Benway in Big Brother Nigeria, you are a loser already. You have no business with God, though. You are just a loser. Allow them fail. They are failures before they even started. That's not something that God has his hand inside. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? These are bad things that should end. Causing distraction in the nation. You see, this Yahoo is one of the greatest forms of distraction. If people truly were not doing these things, the way you would have mobilized. And I'm so sorry for the last thing that really happened. The end, whatever, what do they call it? Answers. I know people are scared. But I tell you, if we're not distracted by sin, the kind of evil happening in this country outside government, government is the number one evil. The number two is this Yahoo thing, immorality thing that is happening. People would have really stood up. But But now they are distracted because a Yahoo boy is conniving with a government official to steal money. So who will stand against who? As long as they are making the money, they are sharing it. Let the other people just perish. And there are some people who think like that. As long as they are benefiting from a bad system, they don't care. It will turn. What a man sow, he shall what? I really don't know why we got to this point. I always avoid these kind of things when I teach, but as it came, it will flow. Like I always say, nothing can happen. It's just the truth. The highest thing that can happen is leave our land. I will dust our feet. Like Jesus said, say, if they don't want you to preach, you do what? And you leave. But if he should be here and keep quiet, count me out. Because as long as I'm here, I will say it. That's why I'm called a prophet. Are we together?
Yes,
so we really need to wake up. Are you here tonight?
Yes,
we need to wake up. Be hardworking. Be hardworking. Pay the price today. Be hardworking. Hard work pays. The Bible says, "Here that a man that is diligent in his work, he shall stand before kings and priests." You are not just working hard. You have the anointing of God upon your life. Meaning you command favor. You are working hard and it is easier for God to bring favor your way. I prophesy in this place in the name of Jesus that God is opening doors of favor as a resultant effect of your hard work in the name of Jesus. Now just like the Bible had said, what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has not entered the heart of men, God is giving to you that love him. In the name of Jesus. Can we just pray in the spirit and thank God for his word? Give him all the praise. Thank you, Father, for your word. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you for our nation. Thank you for our state. Thank you because your hand is upon us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your hand is upon us. Your hand is upon our nation. Your hand is upon our state. And we shall see your glory. We shall see your glory. In Benue, in Nigeria, we shall see your glory. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Rebo Shakabala Katalia Brangadia. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for Nigeria. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for Benue State. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for Jos. All the state affected. Thank you because your hand is upon us. Your hand is upon us. Your hand is upon us. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, because you never left us. Thank you, because you are raising men that will speak. You are raising men that will speak. You are raising men that will speak against this evil, this bloodshed. You are igniting the hearts of men. Ali Brando Kaba Brandia Koshi Bradaga fire. The fire of God is ignited in the hearts of men. In the hearts of men, you are raising men, you are raising women of influence that will speak your mind. Speak your mind like Samuel spoke. Speak your mind to the king like Elijah spoke. Speak your mind to the government in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are risen men, women that will speak your mind, your counsel to authorities and beg for the new day. In Jesus' gracious name we pray. Let's be seated.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.